welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. Here we have episode number 84 of The Life of Riley, entitled The Football Game. It originally aired on October 27th, 1945.
Teal for a beautiful smile, The Life of Riley for laughs. Teal, T-E-E-L, Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice. That's it, T-E-E-L. Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice, brings you The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Remember, friends, for beautiful smiles, it's T-E-E-L, Teal, and right now, it's The Life of Riley. Well, the football season is here again, and that means that Riley's son, Junior, captain of the John J. Boskowitz Junior High School 11, is the most important boy in the world to Riley. Right now, we find Riley giving Junior a few pointers for the opening game of the season tomorrow.
Now, listen, Junior. The one you got to watch is this fullback, Anderson.
Riley, will you please stop talking football and finish your dinner?
Yeah, just a second.
Daddy's right. Anderson's terrific at making passes.
Well, don't worry. I'm pretty good at intercepting them.
Now, Junior, here's another tip.
Oh, Pop, quit worrying. We got a coach.
Oh. So you'd rather listen to the coach than your own father.
Well, why shouldn't he? Since when are you such an authority on football?
Peg, you seem to forget that I played quarterback for 3 years for good old MIT.
MIT? Why, Daddy, you never went to the Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
I'm talking about the Manhattan Independent Truck Drivers. We was tops in the Industrial League. We ran over everybody.
Riley, come on. I want to clear the table.
Well, Peg, this is important. Junior's team has got to win tomorrow. Now, look, Junior, I worked out a swell play for you. I used to use it in the old days. You can give it to the coach with my compliments. Now, Junior. Well, pay attention. Now, here's the play. This salt shaker is the fullback. The knife here is the line, and this fork is a quarterback. Get the idea? And this jelly donut is the football. Now, watch what happens. The quarterback, that's the fork, scoops up the ball, that's the jelly donut. He throws it. It goes up, up, up. I'm under it, and I catch it.
Riley, you don't have to catch it in your mouth.
Well, what do you think of it, Junior?
Think of what?
Junior, you weren't listening.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pop. I got something on my mind.
Well, Junior, that's terrible. Worrying before a game is the worst thing that can happen to you. Now, come on, out with it. What's worrying you?
Well, could you let me have some money, Pop?
Oh. Well, a little worry never hurt anybody. Now, now this play...
Oh, but, Pop, I need some money real bad.
Well, okay, son. Here's 50 cents.
Oh, I need more than that.
Well, how much do you need, Junior?
$25.
What?
$25? Junior, you ain't planning to get married, are you?
Why? What in the world do you want with all that money?
Well, I need a bike, and there's this new bicycle club, and all the other fellows belong, and Marilyn Morris.
Your girl. Peg, I don't know what kind of a boy we're raising. All of a sudden, he likes girls.
Now, be sensible, Riley. When you were Junior's age, didn't you have a girl?
Sure, but I didn't like her. I mean...
Aw, be a pal, Pop. I just gotta have a bike.
Riley, you did promise to buy him one.
I promised him a bike when he graduated.
But I need it now.
You'll just have to be patient, like I was. My father promised me a bike when I graduated from grammar school, and I had to wait 12 years to get it.
But, Pop, this is important.
Nothing's more important than that game tomorrow. Remember, everybody in John J. Boskowitz Junior High is dependent on you.
All right, don't give me the money. I'll get it myself, you'll see.
Junior, dear.
Let him go, Peg.
Oh, Riley, I think you were a little too harsh with him.
Well, it was for his own good. You can't play football and think of girls at the same time.
Oh, nice.
I'm speaking from experience. In a championship game once, while I was tackling a guy, I was thinking of you. And I was penalized 5 yards for kissing. Come on, team. Squash them like grapes and step on the pits. 3 cheers for John J. Boskowitz.
Riley.
Well, if it ain't Waldo Binney. I'm just practicing a few cheers for the game. How goes it, Waldo?
Oh, my sagging sacroiliac. I came out to the stadium by bus.
Pretty crowded, huh?
Crowded? I started to scratch my back when the woman next to me said, "Oh, what a relief."
Come on, Waldo. I got to see Junior before the game. Give him a little pepper talk. He's over in the locker room.
Oh, football is so exciting. Mm. I'll never forget the day I was carried out of the Yale-Cornell game.
Oh, yeah? Well, what happened?
Didn't have any ticket.
Oh. This way, Waldo. I think Junior must...
Hey, Mac.
Me?
Did you place your bets yet?
Bets? You mean you taking bets on this kid's game?
Sure. I'm laying 2-1 on Southern High.
Why, you... Beat it.
Okay. But you won't get no better odds from the other bookie.
Waldo, did you hear that? Bookies taking bets on a high school game. When gamblers move in, the game gets crooked.
Oh, Mr. Riley, look, isn't that Junior over there?
Where?
Well, sitting in that car there, talking to some man.
Well, yeah, that's Junior. Hey, I don't like the looks of that character he's talking to.
He's got a mean face.
Yeah, shifty-eyed.
An underworld type if I ever saw one.
What does a crook like that want with Junior? Maybe he's... Gee, I wish my ears were bigger so I could hear what they're saying.
Gosh, Dr. Whittaker, you mean you can't come to the team banquet?
I'm afraid not, Junior. I have to leave town right after the game.
Gee, that's too bad.
Yes, I'm going to miss it. I've been treating the team to a banquet after the opening game for 15 years now. But there's no reason why the boys can't have it without me. Now, I'll give you the money and you pay the rest, Ronald.
Gosh, thanks, Dr. Whittaker. You're the swellest principal our school ever had.
That's because I'm the only principal the school ever had. Now, let's see. Where is my wallet? Oh, here it is. Now, here's 5, 7, 10.
Well, can you hear what they're saying?
No, let's get a little closer.
Well, carefully, don't see.
Shh! Listen.
19, 20, and 10 is $30.
Waldo, he's giving Junior money. $30.
Oh, my. A bribe.
A bribe? What for?
To throw the game, of course.
No, he won't take it. Not my Junior. He can't take it. He's got my blood in him.
Mr. Riley, he took it.
The poor kid's anemic.
Take care of everything.
Oh, sure, it's plenty.
Oh, Junior, how could you?
The game will be starting soon. Now, you go out on that field and, well, you know what I expect you to do.
I know, and I won't let you down.
See that you don't.
He's threatening him with violence. Why, that rat, I'll break him!
No, wait. Don't make a scene. You'll only incriminate Junior.
But he's a crook. He's leaving.
Well... So long, Junior.
So long.
Let me at him. Let me go.
No, you mustn't.
Oh, hello, Pop. What are you doing around here?
Junior, listen. I got to talk to you.
But the game's going to start.
I don't care. Now, listen, son.
Junior Riley. I've been looking all over for you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Coach.
I'll get down to the locker room right away. Come on, now.
Okay, Coach.
Junior.
See you later, Pop.
But, Junior, wait. Don't... He's gone. Oh, Waldo.
Oh, this is dreadful. Dreadful.
My own boy. A bribe taker. After all I'd done for him. When he was a baby and he cried, I gave him my gold watch to make him stop. When he didn't want to go to school, I gave him a $10 pair of skates to make him go. When he had mumps and wouldn't lie down, I gave him 5 cents an hour to make him stay in bed. I can't understand it. Where did he learn to take bribes?
Thank you.
And only 13 years old, too. What'll he do when he grows up?
I don't care. I'm through with him.
No, but he's your son.
I'm through with him. I'll feed him, I'll clothe him, I'll send him through college, and I'll pay for his wedding. But after he's married, he's on his own.
But, Mr. Mr. Riley, the game will start soon, and he's going to throw
it. Come on, let's get out of here. To think that my own boy would sell his birthright for a mess of pot cheese. For a measly $30. If he wanted money so bad, why didn't he come to me? I would have... Oh, Waldo.
What's wrong, Mr. Riley? What's the matter?
It's all my fault. He did ask me, and I turned him down. The poor kid begged me for a bike, and I refused him. Why didn't I listen to him? Oh, I'm a beast.
No, no, no. Don't say that. Everybody loves you.
That's my trouble. I'm a lovable beast. Come on, Waldo, to the locker room. There's still time to stop Junior.
Yeah, what is it?
Coach, I gotta see Junior Riley right away.
I'm sorry, no visitors.
But I gotta see... Waldo, what'll I do?
You just got to get to Junior. He mustn't throw that game.
But they won't let me.
Oh, but you've got to think of some way. Come on now, think hard.
I'm thinking.
Use your brain.
Waldo, I can't do two things at once.
You must do...
I got it. This crooked gambler we saw is bribing Junior to lose the game. Okay, I'll bribe Junior to win the game.
Bribe him?
Give me a pencil, quick. I gotta write Junior a note. Let's see, that gambler gave Junior $30?
Yes.
Dear Junior, I know what you're expected to do on that field today. Don't do it. Do exactly the opposite. I am enclosing $31 to make it worth your while. Signed, a friend. That ought to fix things.
I don't know. Now, maybe you ought to...
I know what I'm doing, Waldo. I'll put this in my pay envelope here with $31. It's 10, 25, 30, and 4/4. It's lucky I got paid today.
But listen, Mr. Riley, maybe...
There's no time. They're starting any minute.
Yeah? Oh, it's you again. I told you...
I know, Coach. Please, give this note to Junior Riley. It's important. I'll wait for an answer.
Okay. Junior, here's a note for you.
Well, for me, Coach? Well, who brought it?
Oh, I don't know. Some dumb-looking palooka. He's waiting for an answer.
Hey, there's a lot of money in here.
What's it say?
I don't get it. Well, let's... Dear Junior, I know what you're expected to do in that field today. Don't do it. Do exactly the opposite.
What? Let me see that. Why, the cheap. Waiting for an answer, is he? I'll give him an answer. Come in here, you.
Yeah, much obliged.
Pop!
That's your father?
Well, yes, sir.
Oh, that beats everything, trying to bribe your own kid.
Yeah, I was bribing him to...
So, you admit it.
No, I don't admit it.
You wrote this note, didn't you?
Yeah, I wrote it, but...
You signed it a friend, didn't you?
Yeah, but I'm not really his friend. I'm his father.
Oh, Pop, what did you do it for?
Well, I can explain, Coach. You see, a little while ago, I saw my boy...
You saw what?
I didn't see him. I didn't see anything.
Uh-oh, there's the whistle. All right, team, come on, boys. Everybody on the field. Now, make it snappy. Let's go here.
Boys, let's go now.
Just a minute, Junior. Not you.
Well, Coach, you mean I can't play?
Not until there's a full investigation.
But, Coach, I'm the captain. It's the opening game.
You heard me.
Now, just a minute. You can't do this to my boy.
I'll take care of you later. If you weren't the boy's father, I'd have you arrested on the spot. Now, get out.
No, let me explain. I saw Junior take... I thought the gambler was... I only gave him money to... You're hanging an innocent man.
Theo will bring you the second act of The Life of Riley in just a moment. Meanwhile, this is Ken Carpenter. Dental authorities say...
When gums are sore... Brushing the teeth with toothpastes and powders, which contain harsh abrasives, is irritating. Often makes things worse.
Heed that professional advice. Sore gums, tender gums, are often the first sign of serious dental trouble. They're nature's warning to watch out. When gums are sore, there are two common sense things to do. First, see your dentist. And second, stop all gum irritation. At the first sign of tender gums, switch to Teal, the liquid dentifrice. Teal is good for tender gums because it contains no abrasives, does not irritate even the tender gum tissues. In fact, because Teal is a liquid, it reduces the irritating effect of the brush itself, authorities say. Teal lets you massage your gums gently. Once you've tried Teal, you'll want to make it your permanent dentifrice. You'll especially like the way Teal makes teeth look sparkling clean, the way it helps sweeten your breath and gives your mouth a refreshed, tingling taste. So, if gums are sore, see your dentist and switch to Teal. Better yet, don't wait for that warning signal. Get Teal now and follow directions on the package. Remember, that's Teal, T-E-E-L, Teal, the modern liquid dentifrice. And now back to the life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. A few minutes before the big football game between Boskowitz Junior High and Southern High, Riley got the completely mistaken idea that his son took a bribe to throw the game. When he offered Junior a counter bribe to win the game, he was caught in the act. Now Riley faces a charge of bribery, and poor Junior has been kicked off the team. The game is on, but Riley and Junior are still in the locker room.
Junior.
Go away, will you, Pop?
But, Junior...
Go away, please.
Listen, Junior.
The way I feel now, I never want to talk to you again.
You never want to talk to me again. I never want to talk to you again. Now listen to what I have to say.
I don't want to listen.
Junior, I want a little respect. Remember, I'm old enough to be your father.
Some father. Why did you do it?
Why did I do it? Why did you do it?
What did I do?
Don't try to braze it out. This is how you repay me. After all the years I've slaved away to give you a better chance in life.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Look at my hands. Full of calluses working for you. Look, this callus paid for your tonsils. This callus straightened your teeth. And this little callus here, when it swells up, is going to send you through college. Why, I ain't even got one callus for my own personal pleasure.
Pop, all you ever do is get me into trouble.
I get you. That settles it. You and me are through. I want a divorce.
Well, I'm through with you. You'll see. I'm changing my name.
I'm changing my name, so don't pick the name I'm picking.
Don't worry, I won't.
Junior, wait. Junior, come back. Oh, Junior, come back. I can't live without you. I wish the earth would open up and swallow me.
I wouldn't say that if I were you.
Who's that?
It is I, Digby Odell, the friendly undertaker.
Hello, Digger.
Greetings, Riley. You're looking fine. Very natural.
Digger, I feel terrible. Nobody's ever been as low as I am right now.
Would you care to bet?
I'm going to be disgraced, Digger. Nobody will talk to me. All my friends will drop me.
Not me, Riley. I've never dropped anyone. What's the trouble, my boy?
It happened right before the game started. Were you here?
No, I was delayed by some business that turned up. I got here right after the kickoff.
Well, my junior was thrown off the team. He did a bad thing.
Ah, boys. The dear little lads are invariably creating difficulty. There's a gang of hoodlums that have been annoying me. The other day they took a sign from the street and hung it on the door of my business establishment. Oh, I was furious.
Well, why? What did the sign say?
One-way traffic. I was mortified.
What Junior did was worse. He took a bribe to throw the game.
Oh, Riley, that's a dreadful accusation unless you have real proof. In my profession, we have a slogan. Always be sure of your ground before you start throwing dirt.
I saw him with my own eyes talking to this gambler.
Oh, the scoundrel. I'd like to lay him out. Come, Riley, let's get back to our seats. They're starting the second half.
No, I've lost my taste for football.
Football. The groans and moans as 22 perspiring youths attempt to capture 10 yards of territory that actually belongs to the city. I adore football. It's so gay.
Well, it ain't gay for me. You go without... Look, over there near the bench... The guy in the black hat, it's him, the gambler.
Are you sure?
Positive. He's talking to the whole team. He's trying to bribe the whole lot of them.
Well, don't stand there, man. Quick, after him.
Yeah, come on, Digger.
Hurry, Riley. He's walking away.
I'll stop him. I'll bring him down with the flying tackle. Here I go. Got him, I got him.
Riley, you missed him. Take your head out of that water bucket.
What's the meaning of this? Who is this idiot?
Huh? This idiot's the guy who's going to put you in jail. Come here, you crook.
Take your hands off me. Coach! Coach!
Oh, it's that Riley. Didn't I tell
Coach,
you,
I
Riley?
Got him. This is the rat. Listen, everybody.
Let go of me, sir. Unhand me, I say.
Come on, you four-flushing weasel, you low-down conniving crook. Tell the people who you are.
I am Dr. Winslow Emerson Whittaker, principal of the Boscovitz Junior High School. Now. Now, my dear sir... What were you about to say?
May I leave the room? I wasn't bribing him to lose. I was bribing him to win.
Wait a moment. Let's have some discipline here. Don't you realize, Mr. Riley, that the money I gave your son was merely to pay for the banquet?
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You mean Junior didn't take a bribe? My boy is honest?
Why, he's as honest as I am.
What a revolting development this is.
How could you possibly assume for one moment that I was a gambler?
Well, it was your crooked face.
Well, at any rate, it's all settled, and your boy Junior's in the clear.
Oh, that's great. Will you put him in the game now, Coach?
Oh, will I? We're behind 7-6, and it's almost over. Go get him, quick.
Right away. Junior! Oh, I just remembered we had a fight. He ran away.
Oh, we've got to find him.
I'll go out and look for him. I'll comb the city.
Oh, there's no time. This is a fine mess you got us into.
I got it. I'll get Junior. We ain't licked yet. O'Reilly never says die until he's been dead 6 months.
And now there's only 9 minutes left to play, and the score is 7-6 in favor of Southern. It begins to look bad for Boscovitz.
Why doesn't Junior do something, Mother?
Bradford and Greenberg are playing a great game for the Boscovitz team, but they just can't seem to dent that Southern line.
Oh, Junior can't be playing a good game today. The announcer hasn't even mentioned his name once.
Oh, your poor father must be disappointed.
And now Boscovitz has the ball on the 50-yard line.
Mister, announcer, give me that mic. I gotta talk.
Please, sir, we're on the air. Now the ball is snapped back.
I gotta talk. Give me the air.
Oh, Babs, listen to that. Sounds like some drunk.
Come on now, mister. Get out of here.
I gotta talk.
Okay, you asked for it.
This is Chester Riley taking over. The regular announcer accidentally walked into somebody's fist.
Mother,
oh, no.
Folks, if any of you see my boy, Junior, tell him to come to the stadium right away. Junior, please come back. You can play. Peg, find Junior. Babs, find Peg and tell her to find Junior. Please, Junior, if you're listening, come to the stadium. And if you ain't listening, turn on the radio.
Mother, I don't understand what's Junior doing.
Oh, quiet, Babs.
Please, Junior, come back. Please, please.
Hello, Mom.
Junior, what's happened?
Why aren't you playing?
Junior, hurry up. We need you.
Oh, is Pop home? Then I'm going out.
It's the radio. Quick, go to the stadium.
What? You mean I can play?
Yes, hurry.
Junior, please come.
Okay, Pop, I'm coming.
Junior, come to the stadium. There's only a minute left to play. Your team is going to lose unless you kick a field goal. Come to the stadium, Junior. Do you hear me? Come to the stadium. I'll raise your allowance, Junior.
Pop, am I in time?
Beat it, kid. I've got to find Junior.
Pop, time, Junior.
Holy smoke television. I mean, Junior, it's really you.
Yeah, what happened?
Never mind. Quick, get out on that field. Kick that goal.
Okay, Pop.
Folks, stay close to your radio. My Junior just came into the stadium. He's going to kick that goal. You hear that, folks? That's my boy there cheering. The game is in a bag for Boskowitz because that's my boy who's going to do the kicking. You're lined up now on the 18-yard line, and my boy is ready to kick.
Block that kick! Block that kick!
We can't block lose now, folks. Not with my boy kicking. He's all set now. The ball snapped back to Williams. He holds it in position. And here comes my boy. There goes his foot, and he kicks it. And there goes the ball up and up again. Hey, where's the ball? Holy smoke, he missed the ball completely. He's my boy, but he's got his mother's feet.
We'll be back in half a minute. Tender gums are a warning signal. Avoid further gum irritation. Change from toothpaste or powder to Teal, the non-abrasive liquid dentifrice. Teal not only makes teeth sparkling clean, but actually is good for tender gums. That's T-E-E-L, Teal.
Junior, do you really forgive me for thinking you'd take a bribe?
Oh, sure I do, Pop.
Thanks, son, but that ain't enough. I gotta make it up to you, so I got you a... take a look on the porch.
Oh, Pop, a bike. You got me a bike.
Yes, sir, it's all yours.
Oh, well, where'd you get the money?
Well, I didn't... what's the difference? Try it out.
Oh, boy, it's a beaut. Hey, look, what's this painted on the frame? Property of the Daily Eagle. Well, Pop, this is one of the bikes the paper loans to their newsboys.
That's right, son. Wake me up tomorrow morning at 5.
Procter & Gamble, makers of Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice, invite you to be their guests next week to hear The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. William Bendix is currently starring in the Paramount picture 2 years Before the Mast. The Life of Riley is produced for Teal by Irving Brecker and is directed by Don Bernard. Music by Lou Kozloff. The script was by Alan Lipscott and Reuben Shipp. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow. Digger Odell is John Brown. Babs is Sharon Douglas. Waldo is Dink Trout. Dr. Whitaker is Pat McGeehan, and the coach is Ed Chandler. Remember, if you live in a community that did not observe daylight saving time, The Life of Riley will come to you next week, 1 hour later. This is Ken Carpenter on behalf of Teal, inviting you to listen again next week to The Life of Riley. And remember, for lovely smiles, it's T-E-E-L, Teal. Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice, protects teeth beautifully.
Ladies, the exciting news these days is Dreft, D-R-E-F-T, Dreft. Procter & Gamble's sudsing miracle that gets dishes so clean they shine even without wiping. Yes, the first suds in history to wash even glasses so clean they positively sparkle whether you wipe them or not. You see, Dreft is different from any soap or soap flakes you ever used. It can't leave any streaks on dishes the way all soaps do.
Yes, and it's almost unbelievable the way Dreft cuts grease. It just seems to melt away.
Another thing, in water as hard as nails, Dreft makes suds instantly. Gives 5 times more suds than any soap you ever used.
Dreft is kind to my hands, too. It's just wonderful every way.
That's a fact. No soap in the world, no other suds of any kind, is the same as Dreft. Dreft, the amazing suds discovery that gets dishes so clean they shine even without wiping. Get D-R-E-F-T, Dreft.
Listen again next week when Teal for a Beautiful Smile brings you The Life of Riley.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
For American football fans, this was a well-timed episode of The Life of Riley, because American football is what Riley was trying to get Junior not to cheat in, which I just, Riley is something else. He tries to be helpful, but my goodness, the poor guy can just get into more trouble. And I feel so sorry for Junior and Babs and Peg. His whole family has to be so long-suffering to put up with him. But anyway, American football season is beginning. At least for the pros, it's coming up. For college, it's already started. And so this was a fitting episode for this time of year. And I'm honestly not certain how the football seasons go for what the rest of the world calls football, which, you know, I got to admit, it is played with the feet. So football is a very appropriate term for that. I just don't know what we would call American football. Handball? But then you got another game called handball. Foot and handball? I don't know. Because it's certainly not rugby. Anyway, please send your questions and comments to host@classiccomedyotr.com. Come back next Friday for another episode of The Life of Riley, and check in on Monday for the next installment of My Favorite Husband. Until Monday, in the words of Gary Cooper, in Westerns, you were permitted to kiss your horse, but never your girl.